Welcome, everybody. Saturday afternoon, Can I Get a Podcast, Episode 4, Jeffrey Cooperstein alongside Chris Gross on Free Agency Eve, where the Mavericks look poised to get back into contention in the Western Conference, playoff contention at least. Looks like DeAndre Jordan, Chris, is headed to Dallas for real this time.
Yes, and actually, Woj went on ESPN yesterday and said that that is the most likely option right now, him coming to Dallas. And so DeAndre opts out of his contract with the Clippers, and I think that makes it more assured that he comes to the Mavericks. That way you don't have to worry about the Clippers dealing with some kind of trade. But hey, man, I like the move. I think DeAndre Jordan will help this team. The only thing to me is I don't know if he's worthy of being your number one big fish that you're going after.
I don't know if there's much more on the market this year that would dictate otherwise. I mean, Jabari Parker, guys like restricted guys who are going to make a lot of money, the Mavs would like to target. But the Mavs' biggest need, and has been since Tyson Chandler left after the championship, was a center.
Yeah, but
and they can lock DeAndre up here for 3 years.
But why not make Clint Capella your guy you're going after?
Because Clint Capella is going to be maxed by the Rockets anyways, so there's no reason for the Mavs to tie up their cap space for 3 days. If Capella were to sign an offer sheet, their cap space would be tied up for the 72 hours that the Rockets have to match, and then the Rockets would match it, and by then all the unrestricted guys could be gone.
I understand that, but why not go into it saying DeAndre Jordan is nice and we like him, but we want Clint Capella? I think you swing for the fences.
But you can do that, but you're not getting Capella. Another team is going to max Clint Capella. That's no problem. The problem would be if the Mavericks were to max Capella and he were to sign an offer sheet, in those 3 days, DeAndre could sign somewhere else, Nikola Vucevic could get traded somewhere else, and the Mavs would be left hanging once again, which has happened the last 5 years.
Does DeAndre to you seem like the big fish that is going to change, that is an off-season changer?
I don't know if he's a big fish anymore. He's the ex-girlfriend that they were about to be official, and then they weren't.
Yeah.
And they both were, they both suffered from it. Obviously, the Mavs were really bad after DeAndre. They made the playoffs the year after, and they lost in five in the first round, haven't made the playoffs since. And DeAndre with the Clippers just hasn't really meshed the last 3 years. So I think this is just rekindling an old flame. And DeAndre's still good, don't get me wrong. He's going to be really productive for this team offensively and defensively. He's going to make the team a lot better. I think this is the best free agent fit for the Mavs this year. Yes.
Like you said, it fits the position of need. DeAndre Jordan leaving marks the final nail in the coffin of Lob City.
Yep, it's over.
What once was feared and exciting at times in Los Angeles, it's all gone now. Chris Paul is gone. Blake Griffin is gone. And now you've got DeAndre Jordan moving on. But looking at it from a Mavericks perspective, putting the whole big fish, number one target thing aside, what you said, I agree with. DeAndre Jordan is going to make this team better. Offensively, defensively, if you can get the production that he's been giving over the past couple years,
he'll take that any day.
This is the guy this team needs. The outside of needing scoring, because they were so poor on the offensive side last year, DeAndre will help with that, but he fills the role of a center that you need. In defense too, man.
He's going to protect the rim. He's going to grab 12 rebounds a game. He's going to block a shot a game. And the Mavericks have longed for a center who can do that, and that's why they were so high on Mo Bamba this draft. If they didn't get Luka, it would have been Mo Bamba because of the rim protection. The Mavs have needed rim protection.
Yeah.
The one year they had elite rim protection, what happened? They won the NBA championship. With Tyson Chandler, yes.
Yeah. I think this is the best move that is going to be likely. I think when you say you set Clint Capella as your number one, it's like if you're a...
Well, LeBron James is their number one target.
Well, right. But that's kind of what I was going to say it as. The Lakers have set LeBron James as their number one target. Whether they get him or not, you think you're in the bidding.
Right.
The Mavericks would love to have LeBron, just like 29 other teams in the NBA would.
Exactly.
And looking at DeAndre Jordan, the other option that we've talked about, that's been talked about a lot, is Boogie Cousins. And the reason that I like DeAndre better. Two reasons. One, you have to mention the injury with DeMarcus Cousins. Coming off the Achilles, it is so hard to come back from that.
And even tougher for a guy who's 280 pounds like DeMarcus is.
And you know what, man? I think that Mavs fans might be a little spoiled because you saw Wesley Matthews come back from it so quickly.
And he's a better player than he was before the injury.
But that's such an anomaly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an exception to the rule.
And so I don't want people to look at that and say that's what you can expect from a guy like Boogie Cousins. But injury aside, DeAndre is so much more of a fit into the Maverick scheme. He's not ball dominant, ball necessity like Boogie Cousins is. That's a guy who has to have the ball to play. And I don't think that fits in with what the Mavericks are going forward.
As I said on Twitter, at JCoopJR27, by the way, I said on Twitter a couple days ago that the Mavericks drafted Luka to run the offense through him.
Yeah.
And signing DeMarcus Cousins, while that'd be great, he's a great player. I mean, fantastic player, mm-hmm. has been for years. That's not the direction the Mavericks want to go. The Mavericks want to keep the ball in the hands of Dennis Smith Jr. and of Luka Doncic.
And that's smart. You get offense, you get defense from DeAndre Jordan. You're listening to Can I Get a Podcast? He's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross. Now, the question I have for you on the DeAndre Jordan side, let's say they get Jordan, which it all seems likely as of now, and we are just hours away from NBA free agency to begin.
T-minus 8 hours and 37 minutes.
Dude, and I'm excited.
I'm so pumped. I'll be up. I'm refreshed. I'll be playing Fortnite tonight, refreshing Twitter every 15 seconds.
Right. It's going to be fun to watch. So we may have a new Maverick by tomorrow morning. But
July 6th is the official date they can sign. We all know what happened last time. Let's just get it straight.
We may have July 6th. A handshake deal for a new Maverick tomorrow morning. We'll say it that way. As part of the moratorium period, which thank goodness it has been shortened.
Woo.
That may give DeAndre a little less time to back out, like we saw 3 years ago. But looking at DeAndre Jordan as part of the Mavericks. So we're going to assume he is wearing a Mavs uniform come the start of the season. Adding him, Doncic, where does this put the Mavericks in 2018-2019?
The Mavericks will be fighting for a playoff spot next year. They'll be in the mix for between the 7 and 8 seed, I think. They're not going to tank like they did last year. This is going to be a respectable team. Like we said in our previous podcast, Can I Get a Podcast, by the way?
Yeah.
They drafted Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic because they're winners. And the Mavericks are not going to just lay down and fall this year like they did the last 2 years. They're going to be a respectable team.
I think they're right in there, around like 9-10 best in the West. I don't see this as a playoff season yet. I just think there's too much to climb back from. And look, you got to realize 24 wins last year, that is such an uphill climb to make the playoffs.
At what, the 8 seed last year, 47 wins?
Yeah. The way you basically got to look at it in the West, and now, so if we're assuming DeAndre is on the Mavs, let's go ahead and assume that LeBron is going to the Lakers. Okay. And we'll talk about that coming up in our next segment. But you've got to, basically the way I'm looking at it and the way Carlisle should be telling these guys looking at it, hey, if we want to make the playoffs at the end of this year, we got to reach 50 wins.
You got to get to 50. That's your magic number. That's always been the magic number to Frank, but everybody in the West also got better.
Yeah.
It's not like anyone got worse, except the Clippers. I think the Clippers did get worse by subtracting DeAndre, but I think the Kings got a little better. I think
the Suns definitely got better.
I don't know if Memphis got better. Poor Memphis. But with those injuries and Chandler Parsons.
Right, but I mean, look at it. When you're looking at the West, you have, you know, you're out of your teams that didn't make the playoffs last year, you have two that didn't improve. And so you've got a lot to fight through. And then, man, just bringing LeBron James to the West throws a whole nother wrench into things.
The Lakers are automatically the two or the three seed there.
Yeah. You've got a lot to fight with. You don't know where Paul George is going to go. That can make the Lakers even more scary. But hey, I don't know if it's a playoff season for the Mavericks next year, but I think DeAndre Jordan coming to Dallas, you filled a need with Luka Doncic. The only other gaping need I saw was a rim-blocking big man, and that's what you get with DeAndre Jordan.
The Mavericks are going to be a fun team to watch next year.
Yeah.
They might not be good, but they're going to be so fun. They're going to get a couple more national TV appearances.
Oh, yeah.
With Luka, Dennis, and perhaps DeAndre. I don't want to say anything yet because we don't know. But they're going to be a fun team to watch next year. They're going to be energetic, and I'm really excited. Let's get to October.
Yeah. And hey, man, the NBA offseason is going to be fun. We'll continue to talk about that and the news surrounding LeBron James. We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. This is Can I Get a Podcast? That's Jeffrey Cooperstein. I'm Chris Gross.
Welcome back, everybody. Segment two, Can I Get a Podcast? I'm Jeffrey Cooperstein alongside Chris Gross. Real quick before we get started, Twitter handle, real quick.
At Chris is Gross, KRISISGROSS.
At JCoop, JR27 for me. And wanted to start this segment talking a little LeBron James, best player in the world.
Yeah.
Rob Perez's Twitter this morning has been hilarious, if you haven't seen it. People have been tracking LeBron James's private jet from his vacation home from Cleveland. He went from Cleveland to Miami to his Anguilla Island. I don't know how to pronounce it. But he was there, and then he flew from there to L.A. today. And LeBron landed in L.A. about an hour and a half ago. And Twitter has just been exploding with people tracking this private jet. As soon as they found out he was heading to L.A., Rob Perez had people on the ground at Van Nuys, which is the biggest private airport in L.A. And Rob Perez has just been all over this, just trying to figure out what LeBron's going
to
do.
So that's the place to go to maybe find out where LeBron James will be making his decision.
Van Nuys Airport.
But let's go there. Let's talk about LeBron James. The news came down yesterday. He's going to opt out of his $35.6 million player option to leave Cleveland.
I wish I could opt out of that.
Man, think about what you have to do to leave that on the table. Like,
you have to have quite a lot of money to do that.
But you know what? Ooh. When you're the best player, and I was actually talking about this earlier today. LeBron James, and you may have a couple other guys like this in the NBA, but LeBron James to me is the only one you don't even have to think about where if LeBron James walks into any team's front office and says, I will sign here. It doesn't matter what you have to pay me. We'll make it fit into the cap space. Every team will say yes.
Every team.
It doesn't
including
matter.
Including the Golden State Warriors.
Yes, and it doesn't matter if you have to move guys, if you have to stunt the growth of young players. Anybody will take LeBron James. That's basically what it takes for you to say, I'm going to leave $35 million on the table. So LeBron opts out of his contract with Cleveland, and going into this, we heard the reports, and I was kind of thinking anyway for LeBron this offseason that it was basically either Cleveland or Los Angeles. Yep. That was going to be your two options, Los Angeles Lakers. And he opts out yesterday, and then ESPN's Dave McMenamin has the report this morning that LeBron's group, or LeBron's guys, have no plans to meet with Cleveland before free agency begins tonight. As ominous as things were, we know about the bad relationship between LeBron and the Cavs. This makes it even worse. Dude, correct me if I'm wrong. This, to me, is basically like opening the path. You're following the yellow brick road to the Lakers.
It is screaming Los Angeles right now for LeBron. When one of our old colleagues, Mr. Ben Rogers, had this thing he called the confidence meter. And that was when Darren Williams was picking between the Mavericks and the Nets. My confidence meter on LeBron to LA right now is about 80%.
I'm very high. I am at the point where I'm not going to go like 90 or higher, because that to me is almost like a guarantee.
Right.
And it would take like something weird for it not to happen. But I would be surprised if he ended up anywhere else. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. I think it sounds like LA is the play for him right now. Whether LA can put together pieces that he wants, whether that's Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and who knows, maybe even Chris Paul is an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I think Chris Paul's re-signing with the Rockets. Let's get that straight, first of all. But it's not out of the realm of possibility that Chris Paul's like, let me take one of those max slots with the Lakers.
So LeBron going to Los Angeles, the other reports we've heard is that he wants to bring Paul George with him. Paul George also declining his option with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So that was a weird, weird relationship there.
I still think it's possible that he ends up in OKC.
Sure.
All the reports earlier this week was that he actually enjoyed his time there. He enjoyed Billy Donovan and Westbrook and all that. I think it's possible he ends up in OKC, but if the Lakers come calling, I think, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But
yeah, the thing with George, and I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about Paul George, but just the ending made everything weird. The playoff P,
Yeah,
failing to show up in the playoffs just, I think, put a sour taste in the mouth at the end of his time with the Thunder. But anyway, so Paul George, LeBron James, Los Angeles. The other name we're hearing is Kawhi Leonard. And this is a relationship that has gotten so weird so fast. Over like the past 20 years, your model for professionality and just
winning.
Winning
San Antonio
in sports.
Spurs.
Them and the Patriots are like neck and neck right there. But it's always been the Spurs and Greg Popovich. And now you finally got some kind of drama. Kawhi Leonard wants out. We were getting reports this week. Dude, it's bad. Where if all this is true, where it says Kawhi doesn't even want to step foot in the Spurs locker room
again. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. And it's crazy. It's crazy to me that he would, that the relationship got so sour to where he would leave the most winning franchise, like, in this century.
It's weird. But it's fun.
I mean, it's so fun. Like, NBA Twitter is the greatest.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a Spurs fan, and I'm glad I'm not a Lakers fan either. Because I would be getting my hopes up where you're going to have LeBron and Kawhi on the floor together next year at the same time. And I'm glad I don't have to worry about that kind of anxiety. But just talking about Kawhi Leonard, obviously wants his way out of San Antonio. It's going to be interesting. I think those are going to be, Kawhi and LeBron are your first two shoes that are going to fall. Either LeBron goes first, that starts off everything else, Kawhi follows after. But what I think is probably more likely is LeBron wants to know what he's going to have in Los Angeles.
Right. He wants to know who he's playing with. And honestly, I think that would be an incentive for him to consider staying in Cleveland, because LeBron is the GM. He's the owner. He's the coach. He's the player.
Yeah.
And he has control of all that. If he goes to LA, I think Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka want to be calling the shots there. And LeBron might not necessarily get his way. I'm sure they're going to try to do whatever they can to surround him with whatever talent they can, but it might not be exactly who LeBron wants.
I will tell you that if I'm LeBron, over the past couple years, and you're listening to Can I Get a Podcast, that's Jeffrey Cooperstein, I'm Chris Gross. If I was LeBron and not Chris Gross, dude, I would be just so fed up by my time in Cleveland, especially the past year, to where, okay, I've run it, and things didn't go how I wanted. I'm okay with relinquishing a little bit of that to get a title. We've talked about it on this podcast before. The city of Cleveland and the Cavaliers only getting one title out of LeBron James is the biggest disappointment, maybe biggest embarrassment in sports. To have that guy and you can only get one ring out of it is incredibly sad. And I think LeBron understands that too. And he knows, dude, LeBron, he's going to where he can win a title best.
And I pose this question: is going to the Lakers an easier path to a title than staying in Cleveland? In Cleveland, he's going to the NBA Finals. It's a guarantee he's going to the Finals, and that gives you a chance to win every year. In Los Angeles, you have the Rockets to go through, you have the Warriors to go through, you have a couple of up and coming teams. The bottom playoff seeds in the West are still really good teams.
And you might disagree with me here, but I find it hard to believe that LeBron would choose the Lakers if he didn't have another quote-unquote superstar coming with him. I don't think LeBron goes by himself. And I say that in the sense that you need a Kawhi or at the very worst a Paul George to come with you.
That's tough for me to say. I think LeBron going to the Lakers right now, I personally am a fan of the Lakers' young core with
it's good
with Zoe and Ingram and Kuzma.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of them, and I think they could do some damage with LeBron. But at the end of the day, I think you're right. I think they will end up with one, if not both, of George or Kawhi.
And I think your question is a good one, because LeBron is making this decision based purely on what is the easiest way for me to get another ring. And coming to the West, when we did our first podcast, I didn't think LeBron was coming to the West.
We both said he was going back to Cleveland,
right?
I think.
Just because of how difficult it is. You have so many good teams here. And that's why I just think, as good as LeBron is, I think if all you add is LeBron to that Lakers team, that's not good enough to beat the Warriors.
Absolutely not.
And not beat the Rockets. You need more pieces than that. And I think LeBron is smart enough to know, I need someone else with me in Los Angeles if I'm going to make it out of the Western Conference.
Now, originally, I was thinking this LeBron decision was going to be pure basketball. Where can I win?
Yeah.
Where can I win the fastest? However, I feel like him going to L.A., he has a bunch of different interests nowadays with Undefeated ESPN. But LeBron has a bunch of different interests outside of basketball. His son's going into high school. They're looking for really good prep schools for him to play at, and a lot of those exist in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a tad more than a basketball decision, and I think that's another reason why he likes L.A. a lot.
And, dude, we're supposed to get, like, a Space Jam 2 trailer coming up pretty soon,
Hollywood,
I think,
baby.
Is what I saw. That's the other thing, too, is there is that appeal for LeBron. We've seen it. He's been in movies. He's done his fair share of acting. Dude, he can't do that in Cleveland.
Nah, man.
The place to go is Los Angeles.
And he has his house in LA for a reason. He is LeBron James, after all.
I will be surprised if LeBron is not wearing the purple and gold
not shocked,
by the start of the season.
But surprised.
I will be surprised.
Yes.
Dude, I will say it. I'll say I'll be shocked. Because I think your best two options were Cleveland or Los Angeles. And when he opt out, he's not even going to meet with the Cavs before free agency starts.
It's ominous, man.
Dude, yeah.
I truly don't think LeBron has his mind set yet, but I think it's going to be a quick decision. I think by the 4th, July 4th, I think we'll know.
And DJ Ringenberg mentioned this on ESPN Game Night on ESPN Radio 103.3 FM last night. There was somebody who went through, and I can't remember who did it. I would give him credit if I remembered, but has looked at when LeBron James has been making his free agency decisions. Dude, he's doing it in like 8 or 9 days after free agency starts. He's very quick.
Yeah, yeah. He's
on
quick.
Making those choices.
Because then the teams know that he's coming and they can make other moves to acclimate to his arrival.
I want it to be fast because I'm ready
Absolutely.
For the decision to be here.
I want everything to happen by July 4th, man.
I'm
ready for this fast-paced, nonstop, 24-hour news cycle.
I do too. So we'll see. DeAndre maybe in a Mavs uniform. LeBron maybe in a Lakers uniform. We'll all see as the NBA offseason unfolds. But we're coming to the close of the podcast here, and we're going to close things out a little bit differently. We're going to try something different here. We're going to instill what we call the 24-second shot clock. And this was something that was passed down to me by my radio teacher in high school. Thank you, Mr. Deering, for the idea. This is how we always close out our shows. So I'm going to poach the idea. And until there's any kind of copyright issue or anything, we're going to run with it. And basically what it is it's called the 24-second shot clock. You have 24 seconds to talk about whatever you want. And when that buzzer goes off, your time is up. So, Jeffrey, we're going to let you go first here.
Honored.
And your 24 seconds begins now.
Mavs fans, it's time to forgive and forget. DeAndre Jordan is coming back to the Dallas Mavericks. He's going to be a good player for the Mavs for a couple years. The Mavs are going to be really fun to watch. I hope you guys are over what happened in 2015. I certainly am. He's still an Aggie, and that's okay. But get ready, because DeAndre Jordan's coming back to Dallas. I saw Uncle Drew the other day. The worst movie I have ever seen in my life.
Dude, was it bad?
Dude, it was so bad that everyone should go see it to see how bad it was.
Shaq's in that movie.
Shaq, Reggie Miller, Nate Robinson, Chris Webber, and Kyrie.
Is it bad because it's supposed to be like a comedy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's supposed
to
be
funny?
A comedy. No, not really.
Yeah.
it was basketball players trying to act. Yeah, go see it. It was bad. You'll have fun.
Maybe we'll do an Uncle Drew review.
Let's do
it. On the next podcast. All right, but my 24 seconds, and I'm going to hand my 24 seconds right back to you because you need to explain to me why you have a burner account.
I do not have a burner
account. You do have a burner account.
No, I don't.
What? Why do you have two Twitter accounts?
I have one for my friends that my friends follow, and I have one for sports. You can follow it if you want.
I don't want to follow it. I'm just wondering why you have a burner account.
It's not a burner account.
All right. We're out of time here on the 24-second shot clock. Jeffrey, as we close things out here, why don't you give us your real Twitter handle?
At jcoopjr27 on all social media platforms.
Only one Twitter account for your boy. It's at Chris's Gross, KRISISGROSS. We're going to continue to debunk this Jeffrey burner account. What does he use it for? Who does he go after? The public figures he can't do with his own Twitter account? That's coming up on a few future episodes of Can I Get a Podcast?
It's
but,
not because I don't go after anybody.
Jeffrey, it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun, man. I think we're doing a pretty good job here. Let's do it again next week, huh?
I think so. We'll do it again. Hopefully, we have some breaking NBA offseason news
when
to discuss.
When DeAndre is a Dallas Maverick.
Yeah, so we'll see. That's coming up next week. Can I Get a Podcast?
Okay, thanks.